It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. Most of the attention during this midterm election season in Iowa has been on the races for U.S. Senate and governor. However, further down the ballot, Iowa voters will determine who controls the Iowa Senate. Right now, Democrats hold a slim majority of 26 to 24. A couple dozen activists with the Des Moines Conservative Breakfast Club fill their plates at the Republican Party of Iowa headquarters, just down the street from the Capitol. On the menu, ham and eggs. On the list of speakers, Agriculture Secretary Bill Northey and Crystal Bruntz. She's a Republican candidate for a central Iowa Senate district that includes Altoona and Newton. Bruntz introduces herself to the crowd much like she does while knocking doors.
I grew up in Iowa up by Ames. Have an accounting degree from Central. Right out of college, went to work for Maytag for about 6 years, internal audit as well as tax.
The seat has long been held by retiring Democratic Senator Dennis Black. Bruntz's opponent for this open seat that leans Democratic is former Newton Mayor Chaz Allen.
I need to spend most of my time at telling them who I am. My opponent, people know who he is, especially on the Jasper County side. So I have a lot of work to do just to make sure people know who I am.
As you move further down the ballot, people are relying less and less on specific information they may have about a person or their particular policy stances, and they're relying more and more on shortcuts.
That's Chris Larimer, a University of Northern Iowa political science professor. He says one shortcut voters use is incumbency, another party affiliation. And for the Democrats, that shortcut leads to President Obama. Larimer says that could be a disadvantage for the party this year, since the president has low approval ratings in Iowa. He says Republicans want to capitalize on that.
I'd be surprised, you know, if the Republicans don't present a unified front, because they should have a lot of things lining up for them. I mean, you have a very popular Republican incumbent governor on the ticket as well. And so, and you know, it's a midterm election. You're going to have a voter advantage.
A unified party is certainly the message Jeff Kaufman pushes. He's the Iowa Republican Party chairman who started in June with a zero balance in the party's checking account. Kaufman says the party's raised $400,000 since he took over. He claims 2014 will be the most active Iowa Republicans have been in a midterm election. He says races for the state Senate are grassroots politics at its best because candidates can knock every door in their districts.
Once you move to that next level, you know, to Congress or to the statewide officials or governor or whatever, you can't do that. It's a job that certainly rises above the level of a local position. Certainly the amount of dollars that you're looking at and the stakes are high, but yet you can still see your senator on a weekly basis.
But Democratic Senate Majority Leader Mike Gronstahl says he's cautiously optimistic. Democrats must hold all of their current seats or pick up others to maintain control, and are defending 6 seats in this midterm election.
We have recruited good candidates. Listen, it's the job of the leader to worry. So there's lots of things I worry about. That said, I've been encouraged by the work our candidates are doing. I see good reason to believe we can return all of our incumbents.
Gronstahl even sees a handful of seats Democrats can pick up from Republicans. Iowa is just one of a few states in the nation that has a divided legislature, with Republicans holding the majority in the House. And Chris Larimer at UNI says with Iowa's largest group of registered voters being no party, figuring out what those voters are going to do is the tricky part.
You know, political science research will tell you is that, well, yes, people like to say they're no party, or they like to say that they're a moderate in terms of their ideological leanings. But if you push them a little bit, generally they're going to fall one way or the other. And you really have only about 5 to 10% of the electorate that is actually truly independent.
And Larimer says with low-profile state Senate races, voters might not even take the time to fill in a bubble that far down the ballot. This is Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio.